Shnas Tav Shin Ayin Tes, when we begin a new year, Baruch Hashem, and we should all be zeichet to have a gittya ben shtior. I'm just hearing that Tav Shin Ayin Tes is the Ayin Tes. I've heard now two things. One is for Ayin Taiva, and the other one is for Atifas Talis, which should be a year of Shaduchim for everybody who needs them. So, Baruch Hashem, it'll be a good year for everybody. So this week's Seder is Parsha of Yelech. We always have a problem this time of the year trying to get so much in because you have different Parshas, you have Yom Tovim. So Im Yetzer Hashem, today I hope to say a couple of things about Parshas of Yelech and one thing on Zayis HaBracha. And then Im Yetzer Hashem, we'll have time. Next week we'll try and talk about the Yontav of Sukkos and all the Freilichkeit and all the Inyanim of Simcha. So I saw my Zayis Sefer something very, very geshmack. Two things which are just beautiful. And to do that, we have to take a look. Did you turn it down, the heat, the air conditioning? Yeah. Okay, it says, Vayelech Moshe. And Moshe goes, V'yadabes advarim ha'elel kol Yisrael. And he says all these things to the Jewish people. V'yomer aleihem b'nei esr v'shana noichi hayayim l'uchal oy lotzeis v'lovam. 120 years old, and I can't go out and in anymore. Hashem Omer, you're not going to cross the Jordan River. You're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Hashem Elokecha, who over lefanecha? Hashem's going to go in front of you. Who yashmines agoyim ha'ela? He's going to destroy the nations lefanecha in front of you. V'yirish them, and you will inherit them. Yoshua, who over lefanecha? Yoshua's going to go in front of you. Kasher dibra Hashem. So Hashem says, you're going to fight this the enemy in the land of Canaan, and Hashem is going to go in front of you, and Hashem is going to fight the war for you, and Yeshua is going to be the person, and Hashem will be oyver lefanech. Listen to this word carefully. Oyver lefanech is to go in front of you. You don't have to do anything. Hashem's taking care of it. Then the pasuk continues, and it seems to say something which is just the opposite of what just said. V'asa Hashem lohem, and Hashem will do to them, meaning to the nations of Canaan, kasher asa l'sichon l'oid malchei amari, l'artzim asher hishmed asam, that he destroyed them. U'nesanam Hashem lifneichem, Hashem will do it for you, v'asisem lohem, and it'll do for you, k'chol amitz asher tzivisi aschem. Chizgu v'imtzu, be strong, don't, you know, be resolute, al tiru v'al tarzu, don't be afraid of them, don't tremble in front of them, ki Hashem l'kecha, who he'll go with you. So I tried to ask a few of the questions we're going to ask, but in the reading, and we'll get to it. But the first question is, why does it say Vayelech? It says Vayelech Moshe, and Moshe went Vayedaber Advarim Eileh. What did most parshas start out? Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Lamar, or Vayedaber Moshe, Moshe speaks. Why can't it go straight, cut to the chase? Vayedaber Moshe Advarim Eileh. Why does it say Vayelech, and he went? So he's going to say a very nice pshat, but the usual pshat they say is that to be a true Torah leader, you can't sit back and wait for them to come to you. A true Torah leader goes out to the people. He goes out and he makes sure, it says by Shmuel HaNavi, that Shmuel HaNavi used to travel all over in order to give the Psak Din. As a matter of fact, the Sanhedrin at one point was criticized because they didn't go around. They weren't traveling around. It's something important for the Gadol to go to the people. We have in our door, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, so Zayn Gesund, Gesunde Yorn, a man, Ibn Natsikir Alt, who mamish travels all over to give chizit to people. Anywhere you ask him to go, he's there to give chizit to Klal Yisrael. And that's Moshe's teaching us that lesson. Vayelech Moshe. Moshe didn't sit down and say, come to me. Vayelech Moshe, he went to the people. And that's how a Gadol has to be. He's teaching us how a Gadol has to be out there, to go to the people in order to bring the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to them. But he says in the Ber Moshe, from Maizeda, the Ozhar of a Rebbe, he says another pshat. It says in Pirkei Avos, it says, Perek Beis Mishnah Tes, Tzu Re'u, go and see Ezi Derek Yeshar Sheiver L'Hadim. What is the proper Derek that a person should choose? And the question is, why does it have to say Tzu Re'u, go and see? Why can't it just say Ezi Derek Yeshara, like every place else? What's the right way to do it? Why say Tzu Re'u? Ma Loshen Tzu, Heichon Tzrichim Lotzi, where do they have to go? It could have just said Re'u, as we said. He says, but the pshat is that it means that a person has to go out of his hergel. A person has to go out of his usual way of doing things. As the Mesillas Yesharim says in the beginning, in the Hakdama, as we mentioned many times, that we are in life like a horse with blinders. If you look at pictures of New York like 100 years ago, actually you don't have to go 100 years ago. If you go in 40 seconds, you watch the policemen on the horses. Sometimes they have blinders because they're just going. They're not supposed to look. Otherwise, horses are very curious animals. They'll go here on the sidewalk. They'll go in to see somebody standing with some face, a kid standing with some candy corn. He'll go over to have a munch. You know, scare the people. So you have blinders. They should only go one way. He says we're like blinders. So we have to go out of that blinders. We have to go think about the worlds about us. So therefore, the pasuk says tzu'u ru'u. Go out and see what it's all about. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vayelech Moshe. Moshe was telling Musar just by his going out. Vayelech Moshe Vayedabra said Dvarmela. Moshe just wasn't, he was thinking. He was going out of the usual hergel, the way you usually do things, and he was presenting it to Klal Yisrael. You have to think differently. You have to sit up and think. And he said, that's the site of Kriya Shema. When we say Kriya Shema, that's what we're saying. We're saying, Shema Yisrael, listen, think. Don't just go ahead, Shema Yisrael, Shema Lekein Hashem Echad. Think about what it means to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. Think about what it means to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu in charge. Think about everything that happens in the world. You know, think about the hurricanes and the cyclones and typhoons and all those things. Think about that. Mifalos, you see what Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing. And he says, that's also, says the Rambam, that's also the site of the mezuzah. Chayev Adam Lizor b'mezuzah, Neishi Chayvus HaKol Tamid, says the Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah, Perek Vav, Halach Yud Gimel. Chosman, Sheyukonis V'yetze, Yivka B'yichud Hashem. Shmo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's always going into the Yichud of Hashem. He's always going into where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending him, and he's thinking about it. So when you put your hand on the mezuzah, and maybe that's why we put our hand on the mezuzah, we don't just walk past it, we don't look at it, we put our hand on it, we're saying, stop, think for a second. Where am I going to this house? Why am I going to this house? You know, I go into this house, Hashem says, don't talk Lashon Hara. I've got to go into this house, I've got to be careful what I say. Hashem says, be nice to people, I've got to be nice to people. Everything we do, we're going into the world, we're going into HaKadosh Baruch, we're going into a house, we're thinking about Hashem. And he says, and that's also the Indian of the Shofar. Because when we say in the Shofar, why do we listen to Lishmaya Kail Shofar? We just listen, Baruch Hashem, all of us to the call of the Shofar just a few days ago, because the Shofar is also to shake us up, to make us think. Remember we said that the reason the Shofar is curved is in order to show Hachna. Everything about the Shofar makes us think. So as a matter of fact, I'm just thinking now, about thinking, that there's no words in the Shofar. The Shofar just makes noise. And that noise makes us think to a deeper level. That's what the Mefarshim should say. It's a deeper level than words. Words take us up here. A sound takes us down to here. And we're going down into our heart to think differently. And that's all the reason. So Vayelech Moshe. Moshe went out from his usual hergel. He went out from where he was to teach the people that if you want to really get anywhere in life, you got to think. Okay. Second thing I saw in the Ber Moshe, and this is really a very beautiful understanding of the first psukim of our parsha, Parsha's Vayelech. Let's go back to the psukim and let's read them again. And we're going to read them now and ask the questions that the Ber Moshe asks. And then we're going to give an answer that Baruch Hashem will answer all the questions and gives a deep understanding really into human nature and into how we should be moving forward in the world. So let's take a look at the Pesukim. Take a look back in Pasuk Gimel. It says, Hashem Elokecha hu oiver lefanecha. Hashem is going in front of you. Hu yashmi es hagayim ha'ele milfanecha. So question number one is, what's the word that we use here? Hu oiver lefanecha means Hashem will go in front of you. If you look at the last pasuk of this set, it says, Hashem hu ha'ilech imach, Hashem will go with you. So the question is, why at the beginning does it say Hashem will go in front of you? And at the end it says Hashem will go with you. What's the difference between going in front of you, going with you? Secondly, and this is always a question we have every time we learn a pasuk, is that the Torah tends to flip back and forth between singular and plural, between talking to a person as if it's one, talking to them as if it's a bunch of people. So what does it say in the beginning? It says, Yoshua hu oiver lefanecha kasher diber. He's going in front of you, singular. And then if you go to the end of the pasuk, the end of the set, It says, Nishtonen Hashem lifneichem. Hashem will go in front of you, plural. So at the beginning it says, Iver and singular. He'll go in front of you in singular. And at the end it says, he'll go in front of you, and then it uses a lashon of plural. So the question is, what is the reason for that? And finally, it says in the Pasuk that Hashem is going to do as he did to Sichon and Og. Why is he throwing in Sichon and Og over at this point? What's he exactly telling us to understand? So we have the whole thing, like, it's mixed up. Singular to plural. Hashem is in front of you. Hashem's with you. What's going on here? And it keeps telling at the end, it says, you know, you're going to fight the battle, Chizk of Amsu. He says, the Yisoid in war. Jewish wars are not wars of the world. A Jewish war is fought totally differently. You know how we win a war? So the Chazal to Yerushalmi and Peah, it's a Vayikra Rabbah, and Yerushalmi and Peah tells us how Jews win wars. You know how we win a war? Listen to this. Doro shall David, Shaybotinik, the door of David, that had children, that knew Shayyadim Librosh as a Torah, Mempespanim, Tommy Mempespanim Tar. They had children who knew how to learn everything. They knew what's Tar, they knew what's Tommy, they knew what everything. Acher kol hashavach hazeh, after all that we praised them, Yaitzin l'machama v'naiflam. They went out into Chama and they would lose. They'd lose the war. Ela yidei shayu behem. Why? Because they had diltayrim, hayu naiflam. Says Chazal, the reason they had diltayrim, they had slanderers. Because they had people who were talking bad about each other. There wasn't an achdus amongst them. It was dog eat dog. Everybody's trying to get the other person in trouble. Everybody's slandering the other person. There wasn't an achdus. They lost the war. Al dor shel Achav, the door of the Achav, who was Achav? Achav was the great Russia, the king of Russia, who had his evil wife, who's become Izevel, right? She's become a legend of evil, right? You're talking about, I think she's more famous than Achav in terms of what?
Was eaten by dogs or something?
No, you think of Asalia. Oh, it could be Azevel also. Maybe.
I remember that.
At the end, there was, So, she and Asalia, like, you know, fight for first place of evil. Avodar shal achav, kulun oivde avodah zarahayu, vayyadei shal ahayu bem doltarna yoitzin l'cham and noitzin. But the door of achav, because they got along, because they didn't slander each other, they weren't trying to push each other down so the other one could go up, they won the wars. So that's how Jewish war gets won. That's the Chazal. And when you're together, you win the war. When you're nebuch apart, you lose the war. And by the way, I mean, that's true in the Hashkafa, but it actually happens to be true in war as well. I mean, one of the things in the military, as they say, is that the people in the military have to be willing to die for each other.
United
they have to be willing
to...
What?
United we stand.
United we stand, divided we fall, as Mr. Lincoln famously said.
So he's,
what?
Said.
Abraham Lincoln.
Lincoln?
Yes, Lincoln was, yeah. He said about that we were talking about the Civil War. United we stand, divided we fall was on the Union. Okay, so he says another post says, a pasuk in Hosea, Dalet Yud Zayin, Chabur Etzavim Ephraim. Ephraim is addicted to idols. I looked the English up. Chibur Etzavim. Ephraim is addicted to idols. Hanachloi. Leave him alone. He's addicted to idols. All right, you know, let it go. Why? Because Gadol Hashalom, because Chibur Ephraim, because Ephraim has also got together. It can be read two ways. He was addicted. He was Chibur Ephraim at Sabim. He was addicted at Sabim. Or was Chibur Ephraim? He was also together because they had Shalom between them. We let them alone. And that's the whole Indian over here. So now we can go back to our psukim, and it's mamet beautiful. It's a psukim, it's amazing. You look at psukim, you have these questions, you say one yisoid, and everything makes sense. Listen to this. Now let's go back. Hashem Elokech Oivr Lefanecha. If you are together, you're like one person, Hashem will go in front of you, and he'll win all the wars for you. Who Yashmid Asagoyim El? He will destroy all those nations, Lefanecha. If you reach them, and you'll inherit Yeshua, whoever Lefanecha, Shedibra Hashem. You won't have to do anything. If you're together and you have Achdus, somehow they fall apart. Let me take a look. We have in our own door, at least some of us, old enough, And that the Six-Day War, I mean, the Arabs basically killed themselves. They just fell apart. You have Yonason, he fought with one person. All we have to do is be ba'achtus. V'asa Hashem lehem kasher asa l'sichel oig malchim mori l'artz v'asher hishmin osam. Hashem will take care of everything like did sichel oig. You don't have to do anything. However, what happens if you're not ba'achtus, but you're not fighting with each other? You're okay. You're not really ba'achtus, but you're like in the middle madrega. You're not at each other's throats, but you're not really tzamen. What happens then? You're still together, but you're still going to win the wars. But you're going to have to do more. So you go and pasuk hey, unasan and Hashem lifneichem, and then it says Hashem will give in front of you, plural. Now it goes to plural, and Hashem's still going to. But vasisem lohem, but you will have to do. Now you're going to have to do it. The fact that you're not the achdus total, you're just okay. You're not, like you said, we're not killing each other, but you're not real achdus. So you'll win the war, but then you're going to have to do something in order to win the war. Now in this pasuk we have to tell you to work hard because it's not so simple anymore. Al tiru, don't be afraid. Al tarzu, bibnehem ki Hashem hoylech hu imach. Now it's Hashem hoylech imach. Now Hashem's with you. He's not going in front of you anymore. So in the beginning, the first psukim, it said lashon yachid means you're real achdus. Hashem goes in front of you. You have to do anything. We take care of the war for you. However, if you're ba'achdus, it's a lower level achdus where you're okay, but you're not real achdus with each other, right? Then maybe I'll tell you what that maybe I'll tell you maybe what that type of achdus is. There's a chassam sofer, famous chassam sofer, said many times in davening we say oisa shalom bimroimov, hu yasa shalom aleinu. He who makes peace in heaven should make peace by us. And the question that's asked is, what does that got to do with peace? What does that mean, makes peace in heaven? Who's fighting in heaven? Doesn't everybody get along? So he says, no, shots like this, I'm sorry, if you take a look at the stars, the fiery stars, we know if two stars collide, it causes like a supernova, right? They blow up and tremendous energy gets released and it's a huge explosion. So how does Hashem make peace in the heaven? He keeps them millions of miles apart, maybe billions of miles apart. So if they're apart, sometimes you have shalom. So sometimes there's two types of shalom. There's shalom where you sit together and that's a shalom you're together. But the second type of shalom where you're b'shalom, how are you b'shalom? By not sitting together. Because if you sit together, you get into a fight. So therefore, Hashem says, sometimes shalom means separating. That's what Avram said to Light, that al-na achai he pardon na me'alai. That al-na, please not, achai, you want to be my brother? Then we have to separate, because if we're together, we see they're all fighting with each other. So let's separate, and then we continue to be brothers. So we say in Davening, Isa shalom bimraimav, he who makes peace up in heaven by keeping the stars apart, hu yasa shalom aleinu. Sometimes that's the peace that we need, that we're together by not every minute being in touch with each other. So that's a different thing. So if you have that type of shalom, then we come to the second part of the psukim. The second part of the psukim says, Hashem will go with you, because you're plural. You'll have to fight, and you'll have to be strong, and you'll have to do the fighting. You'll still win, but it's going to be on you also. So we learn an enormous lesson on how we can win wars. If we can achieve real achdus with each other, beautiful achdus with each other, then we can win wars, and we'll always beat tzamen. And that's how we win a war. So Zezok Ad Khan, the Bear Moshe. Okay, let's continue. And let's go to the... Let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. So we take a look over here in Pasuk Chaf Aleph. So Moshe Rabbeinu is continuing to give Musar and to give inspiration, to give Chizuk to Klal Yisrael. And he tells him like this. Okay, let's start with Pasuk Chaf. Ki avienu el ha'adama, I'll bring you to the land asher nishbati lavasam, that I commanded to your fathers, lavosam, zavas kol of a devash, land flowing with milk and honey, va'ach of a sava, you'll eat, you'll be satisfied, the doshen, upon elohim acherim, in Nebuch, you'll start to go to other gods, vavadum, v'niatsuni, v'hefer es brisi, and you're going to come, and he tells Hashem, and Moshe Rabbeinu predicts it, why does it happen? It happens because you'll unfortunately have it too good. Having it too good it is a big nesayin for the Jewish people. The Gemara says, Yafa and Yusim Yisrael, poverty is good for the Jewish people because it keeps, you can't afford averus. You know, you have a lot of money, you can afford to have averus. When you're poor, you can't afford averus. So, and maybe it says, Ki aviana el hadama, it doesn't say el ha'aretz. Aretz is the land, Eretz Yisrael, it's their hoiven. Hadama means you just came to a place. You know, every place has ground. And I say, so we have ground too. The question is, what's Eretz and what's Adam? And one said, Eretz is the higher Lashon, because Eretz is ruts, to run to do Avaydus Abayr, to run to do the. Well, the Rabbi Shom is Adam is just the ground. And you'll do many evil deeds with Tsaras, and many bad things are going to happen to you. And then you'll say this shira lefanav la'e to tell you kilos yishakabi pizaro that you'll never be forgotten ki yodati es yitzray asher hu oisa. I know the Jewish people have a yitzahar, but terem avieno el ha'aretz asher nishbati till I bring them to the land that I'm going to take. So we have the people are not doing so great. The people are doing all these averes. People are being oyvim avarizar. So you think Hashem would say that's it? Finished? No, Hashem says, I understand that Yetzer Hara, I'm going to be there for them. Isn't that interesting? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to be there for the Jewish people. So Rav Galinsky brings a maisa with the Panavisher Rav, that the Panavisher Rav once told him, Mimais ayam ahoyus siyata deshmai latar kamobit arenu. That in our generation, there's a tremendous siyata deshmai for Torah. You find so many people involved in learning Torah. Everybody's involved in learning Torah. Baruch Hashem, the whole, come out, everybody's learning Torah one sort of another. There's Daf Yomi, Baruch Hashem, Stiagud has the schus to be part of. There's other learning programs. There's so much learning going on. So Glinsky said, how do you say that our generation more? I mean, to say that we have, it's good, but say our generation is the most? How does that happen? This is the Chert says in time of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim. I mean, you know, Lakewood and Mir together doesn't have 24,000 Talmidim, right? Between them, I think they have maybe 15,000. Okay. Baruch Hashem, probably alumni, I'm sure they have hundreds of thousands. So what's the Peshat? Shechach Ne'etama Elof and Revav, it says the Chazal say there were hundreds of thousands. So he said, yes, it's true. But the Chazal tell us in Kehelas Rabbah that Adam Echad Me'elav Matzasi, when it says in Kehelas, I found one of a thousand, that it says a thousand going to learn Mikra. From that came out 100 to Mishnah. From that 100 came out 10 to Gemara. And from that 10 came out one Lahira. So if you start with Yeshiva with 1,000 Bachram in those days, only one would come out Lahira. And now you see many people are. People are learning to go on to Gemara, they go on to Mishnah, they're Shurim galore, everybody's learning Torah. So he says there's a difference.
So you said, what? That they're Rabbanim?
Lahira means that they're capable of psak. They're capable of passing Allah. They're able to say, you know, Shabbos table, they're able to say, you know, I mean, they might read it from a book, you know. We're able to say Allah. We, Baruch Hashem, most of the Klal Yisrael is pretty good at knowing, you know, what to do. So he says, what do we attribute this to? Why has there been a historic change? There was history. Changes don't come in the Jewish people historically, unless there's some background for it. So he said, he asked the Panav Israel, what's the historic change? So he told him, this is our Pasuk. It says, V'hoi kisim senoi said, Ros, Rabos, V'tzoros, that there'll be many problems. V'on sa shira zois, lefenech le'ei, ki lo si shok mi pizaro. It'll never be forgotten from them. Our Pasuk. It says, what's Pshat? It says, throughout history, there was a tremendous warmth for Torah. The average Yid had a warmth for Torah, even if he couldn't. He could learn it, he could not learn it. But there was a warmth for Torah. He says, our generation is a generation of Kaltkeit. This is a generation which we've spoken about many times. Generation of just detachment from the spiritual. People, you don't find people spiritual. You find people, certain coldness to spirituality. So Hashem tells us, when that happens, I'm going to step in. I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to come in. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in to help you, all bets are off, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do whatever he wants. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to our generation and helping us. And since Hashem's helping us, there's no limit to his helping. He can do everything he wants. And that's why in our generation, there's such a ribuy of Torah. There's so much Torah going on in the whole world. We had Baruch Hashem the last Siyama Shas, which is coming up in a year from now. Everyone should get their tickets. January 1st, telling it to everybody. January 1st, 2020, 1 p.m. on a Wednesday. Everybody should be there. It'll be celebrating mission by hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. The accident life, we'll talk, yeah, well,
and it's a,
we'll talk about it. Yeah, well, that's a, it's not part of the shir, but we've done, all questions you can send me, L. Becker, to goodathizzle.org. I answer any questions you might have about the Siyama Shas and Yitzhak Hashem. So you said, but we see such a rebuke because Hashem is involved. Hashem's helping us because it's a Dor Yosem. Hashem helps us. We once gave a mashal to this to a baby. If a teenager comes to a parent and asks him, he wants something, so the parent says, did you clean up your room? Did you make your bed? Did you do this? Were you? If not, I'm not helping you. A baby starts crying and throws up a whole night, and the parent does whatever the baby wants. And the little children look at it and they say, that's not fair. Just because this baby cries all day, mommy, why do you pay so much attention to him? Let him cry. And the mother says, it's a kid. I have to take care of him. It's my responsibility to take care of a child. So Rebbe Eichner looks at Klal Yisrael the same way. He looks at our generation. He says, they're in trouble. I got to help them. They need help. So when Hashem helps, he does even more. This is what the Panav Yisrael told him. So Glinsky told him back, I'll bring you a raya. I'll bring a raya to what you said. So he said, what's the raya? So we're coming up to Yom Kippur, so this is appropriate. It says there were 2 days a year, and everyone says Torah about this on Tu B'Av. Nobody thinks, for some reason, the connection to Yom Kippur, we don't talk about as much. It says, the Mishnah says, in the end of times, Yom Kippur and Tes B'Av, HaYibinah Yisrael Mechailas B'Kramen, the Jewish girls would dance in the garden, in the vineyards. Well, Misha Yisrael Isha, somebody wasn't married, HaYiniflasham would go there. VaYimachailas, Kfutzes, and they used to go, and they would see, pick out a wife. So Tana Rabbanim. So the Rabbanim said that each of the girls said a different thing depending who they were. Yafish Behem Mahya Oimrin, the ones who were very beautiful, said Ein Ishal Yaif. They said, you know, that's what you should pick. Pick somebody who's beautiful. Miuchaz Bechem, the ones that had good yichus, they would say Tunechem Mishpacha. Look at the Mishpacha. Fishein Ishal Labanim, because you want to build a beautiful Mishpacha. And the Mecharash Behem, the others would say, they would say Kru Mitchem L'Shem Shemayim. Take a wife, L'Shem Shemayim. That's your job. Take a wife, L'Shem Shemayim. Obavad, you should remember to buy me gold jewelry. So the Kasha, the Gemara is, that's a very bizarre thing. It said they were the ones who didn't have what to sell. They didn't have beauty. They didn't have mishpacha. So they were saying, do it L'Shem Shemayim. Okay, that's fine. That's legitimate. But what if, and get me gold jewelry? What's shot in that? Who are you to ask for gold jewelry? You don't have all the other things. So the answer is that once you do something L'Shem Shemayim, so all the physical limitations are off. Now Hashem is doing it. Hashem is doing it, can do everything. So she said, if you're marrying for beauty, you're limited to beauty. If you're marrying for mishpacha, you're limited to mishpacha. If you're marrying L'Shem Shemayim, you get it all. You get it all. So therefore, so that's the riot. That once HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets involved, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it in the most beautiful and magnificent fashion, and therefore you can have everything. That's what she would tell him, that do it, L'Shem Shemayim, and then you'll have everything. So nowadays, in our generation, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything from us, for us. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything for us, so Baruch Hashem, we can have all the wonderful things. So when we daven, we have to realize when we daven Yom Kippur, we daven our hearts out of Yitzhak Hashem, and we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all sorts of stuff. And we should know that once we're davening, we have faith in the Ribbono Shel Olam, that the Ribbono Shel Olam can provide us with everything. We shouldn't be karg. Don't be stingy in what you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu can provide everything, we should do everything. Let me say one last thing. And this is a beautiful, amazing, amazing pshat. Let's take a look in Perek Lamed Dalet Pasuk Aleph. We're going to run over to Zayis HaBracha for a minute. As I said, we have lots of different stuff that we have to cover. So we'll try and do one thing from Zayis HaBracha today. And we take a look at the first Pasuk in Lamed Dalet Pasuk Aleph. Where are we? Okay, page 595. Vayal Moshe Arvis Mayav El Har Nevo. He went up to Har Nevo, Rosh HaPisgah, Asher al Pnei Yerecho, Vayareo Hashem es Kol Eretz. He went up to the mountain. And we're going to see the Chazal are going to tell us that he jumped 15 levels in one jump. We'll explain what that means. There was a Ger Tzedek in the time of the Vilna Gaon, known as Avram ben Avram, the Ger Tzedek of Vilna. And is everyone heard about him? He was friend. What? Right. He was originally known as the Graf Potocki. He was a nobleman, and he became a Yid, and he became a Ger Tzedek, and he became very close to the Vilna Gaon. He was close with the guy. Anyway, so he unfortunately they caught him becoming a Yid, and they told him, you have a choice, you know, either go back to where you were. First, they couldn't figure it out, like they didn't understand him. Like, you gave up being a Graf Potocki, and so you're a, you know, all these chashivas, you gave it up for this. And he said, yeah, this is important to me. So they said, either that or we're going to put you at the stake, we're going to burn you at the stake, which is amazing, because they still did it in those days, which is, we're not talking about the 1200s or the 1400s, we're talking about the late 1700s. So the Vilna Gaon offered him that, if you want, I can get you out of it. I'll do Kabbalah. I'll be Kabbalah. He said Kabbalah Pshuta, Kabbalah Mises, practical Kabbalah, and I can save you. And the Graf Potocki, the Avram Ben Avram, Ger Tzedek of Vilna, said, no, I want to go to Kiddush Hashem. I have an opportunity in my life to die with Kiddush Hashem. I want to do it. So they're taking him off to be Nebuch, to be burnt. And as they passed the Vilna Gaon's house, so the Vilna Gaon learned with the shutters closed, and he learned with candles. He didn't want to, I guess, have him inside to look out the window and see what's going on. You know, so you learn. As they're passing by the parade or whatever it was, the Vilna Gaon opens the windows and he yells out, listen to what he tells him. He yells out to him, life, life, geishnel, geishnel. He tells him, run, run, you know, run quickly, run quickly. That's what he tells him. So what's it like? What's the pshat? So he said, because the Ger Tzedek of Vilna had a shaila. And here's the very interesting shaila. The shaila is, when you have a mitzvah, on the one hand, it says, havi rotz le mitzvah, you're supposed to run to a mitzvah. But on the other hand, it says, v'chai b'hem, you're supposed to live with the Torah and not die with the Torah. So you had the shaila, should you run to a mitzvah? But what if the mitzvah is a mitzvah that goes against v'chai b'hem? Which do I do? How do I know what to do? So he brings two rayas that we find that you take a weight, that you slow it down. What's the raya? And this is what the Avram Ben Avram thought. He says this is his pshat. He brings from Leib Chasman that by Yonah Hanavi, we know that Yonah was in the ship, and there was a whole, you know, hurricane going on, storm, and Yonah said, "Throw me overboard, because it's because of me." And of course, they threw him overboard, and immediately it became calm. First, they hesitated. They didn't want to do it because they hesitated because throw somebody overboard. And he said, and it's getting worse and worse. And he said, listen, either you're all going to drown, I'm going to drown. Better me than, you know.
So they dive into the...
So listen to the Pasuk. Pasuk in Yonah. This is what he makes a deal. It says the Pasuk in Yonah, Sa'uni, pick me up, Vatiluni, and grab me, and throw me, throw me to the river. V'yishtakayam aleichem, and the yam will calm down. It says, Rebleib Chasman, why does he say, Sa'uni, pick me up and throw me into the river, into the ocean? Why does he say, throw me in the ocean? Why does he say, pick me up? Says Rebbe Chasman, because he wanted the extra second of life. The extra second that he would give this speech would be another second, and every second of life is precious. So he knew he was going to be thrown into the ocean, but every second he lived would be precious. So therefore he said an extra word to give an extra second of life. And then he brings from Rebbe Chanina ben Tradya. Rebbe Chanina ben Tradya was teaching Torah Barabbim. And they put him, they were going to burn him at the stake. And they wrapped him, he carried a Sefer Torah with him all the time, and they wrapped him up with a Sefer Torah and doused it with water so it should take longer for him to die. He should die a horrible death. It should be with more, the most pain they could have. So his Talmidim saw him, and they said, Rebbe, open your mouth, the fire will go and you'll die, and it'll be over in a second. Why do you want to keep it going? So Rav Chanina ben Tradya said to them, he said, listen, he says, if the one who gave me life, let him take it away from me. I'm not going to take it away on my own. And I'll live the extra 3 minutes of agony if that's what Hashem wants. Let him take me when he takes me. So he says, that was the Ger Tzedek's cheshbon. The Ger Tzedek's cheshbon was, I wanted to to last a little longer, so I should be mekayim v'chai b'hem before I go into there. But he says, but the Vilna Gaon said not that bad. The Vilna Gaon said, life, life, if you're going to do a mitzvah, do the mitzvah right away, even though it's going to lead to your death. And the raya is from Moshe Rabbeinu, because it says that Hashem said, go up to the mountain, so you'll die, and you're going to die there. And what does Rashi tell us? That he went to the mountain, and he jumped up 15 levels to go to the top of the mountain in the second. He should have been sitting there saying, okay, you know, it's going to take me a little time to get up there, Rabbeinu Shalom, it might take me an hour or two. And stall. He didn't. He ran right away to do the mitzvah. So you see, ultimately, the Indian is that the Vilna Gaon, life, life, go to do the mitzvah, and that's the ikkar, is that we go to the mitzvah. How do we understand these two cases? I don't know. I was thinking about it. Maybe next week I'll have a pshat. I didn't think of anything yet. That's what we'll work on. But you see that the Vilna Gaon is gehalten. When you have a mitzvah, life, life, run, run, schnell, go quickly. And that's how we have to look at every mitzvah. And if they even said it by a mitzvah where a person's going to be Kaddish Shem Shemayim, and that's going to be the end of the person, and still he said life, life, so how much more do we, when we go to all of our mitzvahs, we have to also go schnell, schnell, life, life. So the halacha grata, when we go to shul, you're supposed to run to shul, you're supposed to go fast. And when you leave shul, you're supposed to go slow. Because that's the Indian, life, life. So we learned from Moshe Rabbeinu that Moshe went up on the mountain, and he was able to go up and spring up. There were 12 steps, not 15, I'm sorry, 12. He went up 12 steps, and he didn't want to spring, because we're going to do the Ratzon Hashem. Avram got up in early in the morning to do the Ratzon Bayrin. So one of the things we have a natural tendency in life that our body makes us lazy. To do things takes time, it's hard. We have to remember, life, life, that should be our mantra. And then the Vilna Gaon says, the Vilna Gaon came out from his learning to tell the Ger Tzedek, life, life, schnell, schnell. That's how we should live our lives. And Mitzvah Hashem, we're schnell, schnell to serve the Rebbe Hashem. The Rebbe Hashem will be schnell, schnell to help us as well. Mitzvah Hashem, Nida, Keneged Mida. So wish you all a Gemar, Chesina, Taiva, and Kut, and Bench Diyar. Mitzvah Hashem, you should have a wonderful and an easy Tainus, a Lichtige Tainus. And Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to have a S'chus this year. We don't always get it in all years to talk next week. I hope you can come back if you can, day after Yom Kippur, and we'll try and say something about the Simcha.